I'm April.
And I'm Harley.
Here with a special Home for the Holidays edition of House Keys, a series where we celebrate the holiday season with first-time homeowners and HUD Housing Voucher recipients.
Because there's no better place to be than home for the holidays.
Okay, this is when my whole life changed. I have so many opportunities now, you know, owning a home.
Today we are talking to Michelle, who went from being housing insecure to a homeowner. She's here today to talk about how HUD's Section 8 voucher program helped her get there. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to voice my thoughts and help everybody that doesn't know about these programs.
Absolutely. We're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your new home.
I have a four-bedroom, four-bath.
That is so exciting.
Yes.
How is home ownership going so far?
It is awesome. It is so totally different. You know, I think the difference between being a renter and a homeowner is totally, totally different. Because when you own your home, you know, you have more pride into, you know, like when you do things to your house, you don't have to worry about, you know, like when you're renting. If I put a new door here, you know, I'm not going to be able to take it with me, you know. But with your own home, you can do things, you know, pretty up things and fix things without, you know, without it affecting the landlord's home because it's yours.
Absolutely. And the average renter only has a net worth of $5,000 compared to the average homeowner with a net worth of $200,000. So that's a pretty significant difference.
And you take better care of it. I hate to say that. Sorry to my last. Oh, I mean, you do. You take better care of it when it's yours.
So what are the circumstances that led to you needing housing assistance?
Me and my kids were both staying. It was three of us staying in one little room. My daughter, my oldest daughter, my oldest son, and myself, we were crammed up in one room, and it was not comfortable. I reached out to the leasing office and required that we have a larger unit or that they give me my own unit. So that's how I ended up getting my own place.
You began living in public housing with a voucher since 1997, correct?
I moved in my first house in 1997. And things really looked up for me because that's when the market was changing and a lot of people were buying houses. And I think the Buyer's Choice program may have been running then, but, you know, my mindset wasn't there yet.
Right.
So I moved. The owner sold the house. It was an up-and-coming neighborhood. So I ended up in Michigan Park, which is a great neighborhood. So I lived in Michigan Park for 15 years before I got into the homeowners, until I bought my own home.
So what were some of the steps that you had to do in order to get on that path to homeownership?
Okay, this is when my whole life changed. So my first thing was I called Ms. Reville and asked her about what do you do about getting into the Buyer's Choice program, because that way if something was to happen to me, my children would have a home. I didn't want to leave this world and have my children homeless. That was my inspiration. That's why I got into the Buyer's Choice program. So after I cleared up my credit card, my credit score went up to a 6-something. And then that's when I called Ms. Reville. At the first meeting, we were informed that we must go to HPAP and get money from HPAP first. So I kept on and kept on, and then finally got HPAP everything that they needed, and I got the loan. And once I got the loan from HPAP, I was so happy because I went back to Ms. Reville, and they took that money, and Ms. Reville gave me a list of, maybe three lenders, and I picked one of those lenders, and they went by my income and an offset of what the voucher program offered.
I love your persistence, Michelle. Even though things, you know, may have gotten tough, you know, love that you kept, you know, just pushing through and pushing through to reach your goal.
It's not an easy process, and I want everybody to know it is well worth it in the end, but it is not an easy process.
Right. There you go, Michelle. Persistence is definitely key, and now you're sitting in a beautiful home of your own, so that's amazing. So, Michelle, we would love to learn more about the home ownership classes that are essential as part of this program.
We had an 8-hour class that we had to go through. Now, they're going to have people from insurance companies come talk to you, real estate agents, you know, listen to everything that they're teaching you in HVAP 8-hour class, so you will be prepared when you go out there to search for your home.
If you were in just a couple short words to describe how this program impacted your life, what would you say?
Oh, wow. It has. I feel like now I am a proud homeowner. I look at my kids, and at the end of the day, if I was to leave this world today or tomorrow, if, you know, I feel like I've prepped them and I have them ready, and also, too, I have something for them to have.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Michelle. I mean, you've left a legacy for your children, and I mean, mm-hmm. isn't that the ultimate goal in life is to leave, you know, something for our children, you know, once we're gone?
Yes.
So you walk into your home, your very own home you own for the first time. How did you feel?
It's so overwhelming. It's so wonderful. You know, it's the best feeling in the world.
So now that you're through that program, mm-hmm. what does having your own home enable you to do?
I have so many opportunities now, you know, owning a home. You know, now after a couple of years, the property value of my house will have risen, and maybe, you know, I might just, I don't know, leave it with the kids or mm-hmm. sell it and go down south somewhere and live in a one-story house, you know, and just retire. But another good feeling about being a homeowner is not only the homeowner, it's also having good credit.
Mm-hmm.
Good credit is a good feeling because I have been turned down for so many times. I have been turned down, always no, denied, denied, denied. And to be able to say approve is a very good feeling, too.
Well, yeah. We are certainly proud of you at HUD, and I'm sure your children are infinitely more proud of you for going through this program. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. You have an incredible story that I think will help a lot of other people in your position find the hope and the strength to, you know, get their credit up and get mm-hmm. themselves into their own home.
I hope everybody got some wisdom and learned from what I said today. And you guys have a great day.
Thank you for listening to House Keys, the podcast all about housing and the people who make it possible. You can visit us online at hud.gov/podcast and in the Apple iTunes store.